Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, Paddy Power Betfair has agreed to pay £2 million or €2.28 million after the UK gambling watchdog found it had failed to step in quickly enough when customers were showing concerning betting behaviours, which saw one gambler stake £86,000 in just over 2 weeks. With the details now, I'm joined on the line by Aaron Rogan, deputy editor of the Business Post and author of Punters: How Paddy Power Bet Billions and Changed Betting Forever. Good evening to you, Aaron.
Hi, Katie.
This fine, it's a substantial amount of money. How were they found to be non-compliant of protecting gamblers?
Well, it is a substantial amount of money, but it's probably not a lot in the overall grand scheme of things with the amount of money that Flutter, the parent company of Paddy Power and Betfair, is making now. But they were found to be in breach of some of the requirements under their licenses in the UK in relation to what they call social responsibility. So as part of obtaining a gambling license, you must agree to protect vulnerable customers or customers who exhibit certain types of behaviour, such as staking a huge amount over a short period, like that customer with the 86 grand over 16 days, such as things like gambling for long periods. There was one customer who gambled for over 7 hours in one session. And during that time, they placed 300 bets amounting to £20,000. So that sort of behavior, which should be sort of fairly obvious as not your routine behavior or not regular behavior of a regular customer, should trigger an interaction with their responsible gambling teams, such as saying, we're going to place a restriction on your account, or we'd advise you to have a cooling off period before you lodge any more money into the account and you consider your gambling behavior, maybe ring a gambling awareness helpline and things like that. And these breaches were found that they had not done that in a timely enough fashion. They'd waited too long, they'd allowed the behaviour to persist for too long a period without making those interactions.
The Gambling Regulator's Office here now is up and running, but it's not fully functional yet, is it? Like, is this the kind of targeting that we expect from the regulator here now?
Yeah, it's precisely the same. So the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, which I suppose is the sister regulator from the UK one. So it'll oversee the licenses over in Ireland for a lot of the same companies, because they treat them as sort of one and the same market for advertising and things like that, because we all watch the same sports largely. So they did their strategy in October, which sets up how they'll implement the law between now and the end of 2027. But one of the first things they're going to do is transfer the licensing from being a revenue commissioner's license to a gambling regulatory authority license. So it'll come under the scrutiny of a watchdog that's specific to the industry as opposed to the taxman.
Yeah, well, I have a statement here from Flutter UK and Ireland, saying Flutter takes its safer gambling responsibilities incredibly seriously, and we firmly believe that we lead the industry in player protection. Customer safety is our number one priority, and there is no suggestion that any of the customers reviewed by the Gambling Commission experienced any harm. Our controls have evolved significantly, and we recently introduced a next generation customer safety platform, with the vast majority of checks now happening in real time. And they say they're confident that the issues highlighted here in its public statement would not be repeated today. Have they taken those steps, Aaron?
They have, but I've been reporting on Paddy Power, Betfair and the gambling industry more widely for the guts of 10 years now. And every time there's a chunky fine or a big embarrassing court case where someone's found to have bet with laundered money breached money laundering, things by betting with stolen money, or been, you know, treated to VIP treatment for being a high-stakes gambler, a statement comes from the company saying they're embarrassed. It was a period of time ago. It wouldn't happen today, and we're the best in class. It keeps happening, and it's one of the aggregating factors in this case in the UK today was that the gambling regulator in the UK said that they've previously made public statements regarding similar issues at other operators. So this is not some mad anomaly of these customers acting in a certain way that could be unforeseen. It's it's much more regular when in these cases.
Okay. Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now, though. If you've been affected by this discussion, you can log on to rte.ie/helplines, where you will find some support. But for now, thanks to Aaron Rogan, journalist with the Business Post and author of Punters: How Paddy Power Bet Billions and Changed Betting Forever.